Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Where, incidentally, along with the North, I understand the sun is shining. In Peel this morning, in the studio, we have the sitting member, Tim Crookle, formerly a postman, a guest house owner as well, born in England 51 years ago, moved to the island in 1984, a long-time commissioner, 15 years, 15 and a half, stood before for the Keys in 1996, elected 5 years ago, has served on Home Affairs, Transport as was, and is chairman of the Water and Sewerage Authority, WASA. Good morning.
Morning, John.
Mr. Crookle. You served in the commissioners for a long time. How difficult was the transition from local commission politics to national politics, where in the commission, basically, you were batting for the town? You moved to a position where you are batting for the government and bowling for the town. You're on both sides of the fence. How difficult was that?
Yeah, I still consider that I'm working very much for the town. The transition itself, there was nothing that could prepare you for that. 15 years, basically, when I thought it would give me some sort of grounding, and all it did basically was names and faces. There was just nothing that can prepare you really.
So when we say people should serve on the commission, we're basically telling people the wrong advice. It doesn't really help.
It does help in some respects. As I say, it gives you the names and the faces and a few of the procedures and a few of the... You get used to how government works, some of the departments and that. But actually, once you get into government itself, there's nothing can prepare you for that. The amount of paperwork is phenomenal.
I was talking about the batting and bowling analogy, because I've seen you on the stage when you were talking as chairman of Sewage Authority, and obviously there were people in the audience who were hostile about the particular plans at that stage for sewage in the town. So you basically had a problem of being on both sides of the fence, and you did seem to struggle with that.
Yeah, it's a very awkward position to be in, and you know, it was one that I had to accept. I was chairman of the Water Authority, and then when they restructured, I got given the drainage division to look after, and I'm quite happy to take that on board. I want to see a sewage treatment plant in the west of the island as soon as possible. We have an unacceptable position at the moment where raw sewage is going in, and I want to see that and work with the commissioners. I want to see that sorted as soon as possible.
But the town's missed the chance, hasn't it?
It has, yes.
For the moment,
Due to the commissioners and the decision that they made and the vote they took, they have missed out a chance.
So you're holding them responsible?
Absolutely, yes. That board was responsible. There was eight people that took that decision, four voted for and four voted against, and the chairman of the commissioners had the vote, and that was Mr. Gimbert, and he voted not to work with the Department of Transport at the time.
You raised sewage problems in Derby Road recently. The Western plan, the strategic plan, should I say, says a maximum of 1,000 homes can be built in the West, and you say that certain areas... won't be able to take, the sewage won't be able to take, the infrastructure won't be able to take that sort of building.
Yeah, there's certainly a problem up on Derby Road, up by the swimming pool area, when we've got continuous rain and we seem to get raw sewage that comes out of the drains. There is a problem up there, and whether it's coming from Rhyetnacillia or Ballawattleworth, we're not too sure. We're still looking into that, but it's totally unacceptable at the moment.
You mentioned Ballawattleworth there. A blunt question, Ballawattleworth Ring Road, yes or no?
Absolutely yes. In 1999, when I was on the commissioners, it was a decision that was taken when Heritage Homes decided to go ahead and build that estate. That road was going to go in from the Ramsey Road through to the Portown Road, and it was going to take some of the traffic away from the centre of town, stop people in Rheithalen, Mournview, Balaguer, who have to come down into the town, then go back out to go out again. There's absolutely no need for it. The people of the estate are concerned that they're going to have great big wagons going through there. There will be a 7.5-ton weight limit on that road. There will be
so
no...
You say yes.
Sorry?
You say yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, just move on. You voted for a 30% increase in the pay for those appointed to a scrutiny committee. You were one of the few that did that. It actually fell. What were your reasons for that in this time when perception is, it seems, everything?
It's one of those hard ones that you think very, very strongly about and seriously about. The scrutiny of what we do at the moment has got to be taken very, very seriously. If one or two people decide to stay outside of government, for whatever reason, that's up to them. That's not to say that they won't be very good members of a scrutiny department.
But it looked like a 30% rise for people on a scrutiny committee at a time when we're trying to draw in our belts.
It's not a right. That money is there for every member to take 30% at the moment, whether they're part of government. Some don't take it at the moment, so there's a saving there, if you like. But that money is there at the moment.
As far as the chief ministerial position is concerned, who would you vote for?
Again, that would have to wait and see who is returned after the election. But there are one or two names that are out there.
Well, give us one.
Certainly Mr. Bell's name will be in the...
So he'd be top of your list?
Top of my list? I wouldn't like to say, because I wouldn't like to put any extra pressure on members at the moment who are out there canvassing.
But if you...
Mr. Shimmin suffered, he believes he suffered, and I think he did suffer last 5 years around, and I don't think it's that fair to put extra pressure on people.
Just speaking of the Chief Minister, you questioned him about the direction that MEA retail outlets must not close. You questioned that.
Yes, Mr. Brown was convinced and absolutely dedicated to keeping those retail units open. They're losing over £400,000 a year.
You think they should go?
Absolutely, yes. There's no reason why people in the private industry who are putting their own money into running their own businesses should fight against the MEA showrooms, which are subsidised by the taxpayer.
Mr. Crookle, Tim Crookle, who's standing for the Peel constituency on September the 29th, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It's 8 o'clock.